Happy Sabbath, brethren. It's certainly great to all be here together again. I trust that you had a wonderful Feast of Tabernacles. I know I certainly did. After the Feast of Tabernacles, what my family likes to do is remember back on all the things that we did, all the fun experiences that we had, all the lessons that we learned, and we certainly heard many fine messages at the Feast of Tabernacles. I was really happy that we were all able to be together in spirit and listen to that one message from Mr. Kubik. And I was joking around. I was like, wow, that's coming from Hawaii through Panama City to Gatlinburg, where we were. It was kind of cool. So this year, as I mentioned, our family did go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And in thinking about the lessons from that feast, for me anyway, what struck me was a very simple fact, and it was this, that how temporary life is and how temporary everything in this world really is. One day we decided to go on a walk in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and we went to this place called Porter's Creek Trail. And we got there, and it was a nice wide gravel trail. You could probably fit three or four people side by side walking up this trail. And as the name would suggest, it sort of followed Porter's Creek. And it was really breathtaking. It was so beautiful with the leaves falling, really comfortable temperature, colors of the changing leaves. And the stream that had these huge boulders, waters falling over it, going into nice, quiet pools. And as we walked, we came along this stone wall. And what we found out was that there used to be a settlement there. And they had all gone, they had left, and the only thing that was left was this wall. We went a little bit farther up this trail, and we saw a little pathway that led off the trail. So we said, hey, let's follow this. Let's see where this leads. And it took us about maybe 20 feet off the trail, and we came to this little clearing, and it was a cemetery. And there were little gravestones all around. We started looking at the gravestones. And what struck me was how young these people were when they died. And there was probably about 5 to 10 of these gravestones that were children. There was one that said, born and died on that very same day. I thought to myself, wow, how little time these people had to live their life. So we came back on the trail and we followed all the way to the end. And at the end, there was this clearing and there was a barn and a farmhouse. And it looked like it was maybe built in the 1800s, but I'm sure that the Park Service had kept it up and, you know, maintained it for the enjoyment of tourists. But I'm sure that if the Park Service hadn't have done that, it would all fall down and it would cease to exist. And all these experiences just really brought it home to me, how temporary life is. Is there anything that humans can do that can last for eternity? Is there anything? Now, these people lived in that town. They had their hopes and dreams, their joys, their struggles. They're not there anymore. Nature's come back and taken it over, and they're gone. So it was a sobering and humbling thought to be reminded of how temporary our existence really is. There's almost nothing that lasts. But you know, brethren, there is something that can last. There is something that we can build as human beings that can last for all eternity. And in one word, it is this: identity. Identity. So have you ever considered who you are at a fundamental level? If you could identify who you are at the very core, what would you find? What would you be? Who are you? So let me explain what I mean by doing a little bit of deconstruction. If I lost all my hair, would I still be me? Of course, of course. What about if I lost my arms, maybe my legs? Would I still be me? Of course. What if I lost my sight and my hearing? Would I still be me? Yes. What if I got amnesia and I lost all my memories? Would I still be me? I think so, because we forget stuff all the time and we still have a sense of self, right? So what are we at rock bottom? What really are we? And brethren, I have a prop to help explain what I'm trying to talk about. This is a hot pad I got out of my kitchen. Okay. The reason that I chose it is because it is woven of many different threads, many different colors, and it creates a pattern. And brethren, this is what we are at our very core, is a pattern of thoughts, experiences, certain qualities such as love, joy, peace. And God's given us consciousness, He's given us awareness, and a free will to create the pattern of our life, of who we are. We can create our own identity by the choices that we make. So you might want to ask yourself, how much love do I have flowing through my identity? how much of peace and joy is woven into who I am, right? Identity, this can last forever. We can last forever. God has given us that promise. Brethren, please turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. We'll read verse 6 and 7 together. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 6 through 7. Very familiar verse for most of us. It says, "Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." So our identity, brethren, is something that's spiritual. God is the only one who can guarantee the continued existence of our identity. It's spiritual. And when we die, when our physical body dies, that spirit goes back to God who gave it. And he's the one who guarantees that this pattern will continue to exist. And when we're resurrected, our pattern will continue to be made and shaped for all eternity. So with this in mind, brethren, let's take another look at what the scripture says should be our top priority in this life. And you can turn there if you want, but I suspect that most of us have this one memorized. Matthew 6, verse 33. "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Talking about all the physical things in our life, they'll be added, and they're important. We need to pay attention to them. But what should we seek first in life? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, what's righteousness, brethren? Righteousness is a way of being. It's a pattern of sorts, right? So we definitely got that. But that brings us to the second thing that can last for all eternity that we can build as human beings. And that is our relationships. Seek first the kingdom of God. At its fundamental level, what is a kingdom? It's a ruler, and it's the citizens or the subjects of the ruler. So that's a relational concept. We have a relationship with the ruler, relationship with the other citizens in that kingdom. So, brethren, we need to be working on our identity, and we need to be working on our relationships. We need to think about who we are, and our relationships, in fact, help define who we are. So those two concepts are actually related, because when you say, well, who are you? We tend to answer with relational type of words like, well, I'm a man as opposed to a woman, or I'm a husband as opposed to a wife. I'm a son, I'm a father, or I'm a Christian, meaning I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and he's the one that I obey and follow. So relationships and identity are deeply tied with one another, and this is what can last for all eternity, brethren. So in conclusion, this physical life is temporary, and that's really the lesson. It's a simple lesson that was brought home to me during this past Feast of Tabernacles. And since this is true, it's undeniable, where should our priorities be in this life, brethren? I'd like to conclude with reading 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17. It says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." So here we have our answer. We must always strive to do the will of God. And his will is to obey his commands. And the most important command is, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." So, brethren, let's focus on building things that can last. Our identity, our pattern, who we are, our relationships with God the Father, with Jesus Christ, with our brothers and sisters here in the church, and with other human beings out in the world who will have the opportunity to be in God's family for all eternity. So, brethren, let's build to last.